Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than Ellen Ratner. We haven't talked to her in a while. She was in the South Sudan. Ellen, first, I have to ask you about that trip to the South Sudan. I actually get a lot of emails about people wondering what you're doing, and they're familiar with your program. What was it like this time around for you?
Well, we didn't go up to Northern Brother Ghazal because there's a situation where the former governor is now head of the army, and the president appointed a different governor who is very not corrupt, and the governor who's head of the FPLA doesn't like him, and so he wasn't even allowed to go back to his own state. So we decided it wasn't exactly safe. So we stayed in Juba. Charlene worked on medicine. I worked in the psychiatric unit setting up a day program. I haven't done head, shoulders, knees, and toes in a number of years, but we did get the patients moving, including with the chicken dance.
Love it.
And Charlene was really worried about the training of physicians. I mean, there was a woman there who pulled what she thought was an umbilical cord through, and it was an intestine, and another kid. I mean, it's really, they need better training medicine-wise, for sure, as well as medicines itself. But training is crucial.
And also, what about discussions about ISIS and ISIL there? What's their concern?
Well, you know, what is interesting is there was a story this week that somewhere between 8 and 13 physicians from now Khartoum, which is what would have been northern Sudan, now is Sudan, went to work in Syria. My concern is if they work in Syria and they're trained by ISIS, ISIL, then, and believe you me, they weren't just doing humanitarian, they joined ISIS, ISIL. Then what if they pay the opposition, the rebels, to get back into Sudan, South Sudan, and they can cause a lot of trouble. And that really concerns me. And, you know, there's a lot of non-humanitarian issue reasons the United States should be there, and one of them is terrorism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That makes complete sense to me. All right. So now you're back, stateside. And, of course, what else is new? Budget, budget, budget. And the Republicans.
Budget, budget. So yesterday the Republicans there were three budgets. They voted on two. One of them went. There's a lot of water between the Republican budget in the House and the Republican budget in the Senate. They've got to come up with a budget resolution, which each side claims they have, by April 15th. That is the law. A lot of the members of Congress have not done that before in the past, but there's still a lot of water between the two budgets and how they're going to come up with it. And whether, for instance, when they spend more in the Pentagon, there's something called an offset, and whether, in other words, they have to find the money somewhere else or whether they can just spend it as a borrow.
Ah, and then, of course, there's always lots of controversy, but how about this with the congressional dinner and a little bit of controversy, I guess, there, too, because of one of the headliner who's from The Daily Show.
The headliner's from The Daily Show. He's a Muslim. He made a lot of Muslim jokes. Some went very well. Some didn't. He ended with talking about how the congressional dinner is sort of a stepchild, but just like ISIS, ISIL, that pushed through and nobody thought they would, so could the congressional dinner over the White House correspondence dinner. Some people didn't take to it terribly well.
No sense of humor. Come on.
No All sense
right.
of humor.
Ellen Ratner, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it.
Bye-bye. Coming up on America Tonight, tales of political, I can't even think of it now. Tales of political intrigue. I don't know. It's been that kind of day. Too much coffee, I think. I haven't had coffee in a long time because many of you remember I had, strep, and then I went through a period of the flu and really had a rough go of it, like so many of you had. And I mean, it takes away your. It takes something out of you to bounce back after you have that happen. And it's like my doctor said that he's seen this over and over and over again. And, you know, what happens is you just, I mean, it's just so crazy draining whether it's fighting the flu for 6 weeks or whether it's the strep that I really, really had and it hung on to me, or it's, you know, or it's something else related to the kind of weather that we have in the wintertime or when we have severe swings in the weather. And like I said, it's just been that kind of the last couple of months for so many of us. So anyway, Clinton Porter Hackney will join us with that, and it's always intriguing. This time it's about a president. And we've got sports shorts coming up, along with movies, too. Maybe you want to go and take in a movie this weekend, although there's some pretty good rentals that are out there. A lot of times, if you just have a little patience, you can wait and snap up a rental movie for a couple of bucks. I always say Redbox because I think when you go to the store, you see the Redbox there, and it costs you $2. And as long as you get it back within whatever the time period is, usually 2 days or so, you're okay. But so many have Netflix or streaming sources of other kinds, and that's another way to get the movies once they've been out for a while cheaper, or even go to the dollar movie. I got to assume that some of you who, wherever you live, that you have a dollar movie theater. In my neighborhood, there's a couple of them, and they actually, it's amazing how quickly the movies dump out of first-run theaters into the dollar theaters. I'm always surprised that it doesn't take longer for that, and they truly are. It's like $1.50 to get into the movies, or just flat out a dollar. Now, if you do the concession thing, of course, that's where most of the money is made up. But when they say dollar, it really is that cheap, and it's a movie sometimes that was just in a movie theater where people were paying $9 or $10 2 months previous to that, which that's pretty quick. That's a very quick jump. So what's going to happen in Iran? That's the intriguing question as the sands shift in the Middle East. Iran, with one of the biggest naval fleets in the world, has showed its naval buildup by ramping up their sea power, if you will, during all of the nuke conversations. You have John Kerry, the Secretary of State in Switzerland, for, hey, this is it. Are we doing this deal? Are we not doing this deal? What's going to happen here? And we're talking about centrifuges. We're talking about nukes. That's the whole heart of what's going on in Iran. And so now you've got this deadline that's coming closer. Once we smash into that deadline, who says uncle first? Is it Iran or is it the United States and somebody else and others? Hopefully not. Hopefully not. They're not backing down. So the U.S. is doing that haggle thing over nukes. But in the meantime, the Islamic Republic is also building up its own navy. They're working on a navy. So they've got some backing. They've got some people that are backing them and helping them. Or how would they be able to do something like that, where they were getting a little bit of a mini fleet together? And you think of international sanctions that have certainly hit Iran and their ability to buy weapons. Somehow they acquire them, and somehow they acquired one of the largest naval fleets in the world. How's that possible? Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No attorneys to plead my case. No lawyers to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
America's 20th president, James A. Garfield, was our last president born in a log cabin, and he was born into poverty. Garfield was born the last of five children in November of 1831. At age two, his father died. So the president-to-be was raised on a farm by his mother and an older brother. Poor and fatherless, he left home at 16 with not much to lose other than his close relationship with his mom. He found work managing mules that pulled canal boats. But after nearly a year, he returned home to recuperate from an illness. At home, unbeknownst at the time, a major turning point in his life occurred. His mother convinced him to receive more education. He had always been a voracious reader, and the education path would light a fire under Garfield. Join us again for an accomplishment that may never be replicated. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
You gotta love that. I love his tales because they're so intriguing and the little nuggets of information. Who knew? You know, you can read from here to Sunday, and I think what he puts in there, some of them are really amazing, amazing gems. Alright, as we kind of take off in a couple of different directions, the big story is this, one of the big stories is it's how incomprehensible it is that this co-pilot steered the plane into the ground, and we're talking about that Lufthansa plane, or the parent company is Lufthansa, and now it's a question of, well, why would he do that? What possibly would have made him do that? Was he just suicidal? Did he have another nefarious reason for pulling that down and killing those people in 8 minutes? And you can hear people screaming at the tail end of it, so a lot of them didn't know what was happening till the very end. But it crashed into the French Alps, and you know that, when it was flying from Barcelona to Dusseldorf. And it looks at as though he intentionally brought it down because you can hear what's happening in the cockpit, and he locked it, and the pilot's trying to get back in, and he won't let the pilot back in, and he cuts off all conversation with anyone. And we're talking about the first officer, Andreas Lubitz, who, just 27, was there alone with the fate of all those people for that Airbus A320, because the pilot had left to presumably go to the bathroom. So you could hear passengers screaming on the plane's cockpit voice recorder just moments before the plane slammed into the French Alps, because by then, obviously, they knew. They saw it in the window or knew what was happening. And then you could hear these banging sounds, and it was the captain trying to force his way into the cockpit, but we have the reinforced cockpit door, so it was locked from the inside, and it couldn't be overridden, even with a coated entry panel. If he had been able to open the door, the captain would have done it, and he couldn't do it. And the German who was behind the door didn't say anything during the descent. Nothing. No distress signal, no scream, no anything of anything. But there was certainly no reason to put the plane into a descent, not to respond to the air traffic controller. So was it suicide or was it something else? I mean, deliberately he made that loss happen, the altitude. So three Americans were on the plane. There were 150 people killed in the disaster. And it included, sadly, 16 high school children on an exchange visit. There was babies. There were businessmen. There were two opera singers on board that flight, pretty well known to Europeans anyway, opera singers. So the theory is that the co-pilot wanted to destroy the plane. But terrorist connection, they're not making that right now. And just so you know, this 27-year-old had flown 630 hours. And his captain was an incredibly experienced pilot. He had about 10 years, 6,000 flight hours on the same Airbus they were flying. So it's interesting. Some airlines, especially in the U.S., have a flight attendant sit in the vacant seat if the pilot leaves during a bathroom break. But Lufthansa is not commenting too much on the cockpit security, saying they follow the rules set out by the German authorities that allow temporary absence from the flight deck. And we know about the whole coded entry door controls, but they can be overridden with a double lock. And that happened since 9/11, because if they had had that during 9/11, you wouldn't have had the terrorists get into the cockpit. So reinforced doors are designed to be very strong. They can't be smashed open. That's the whole point. So the families of the victims have all been notified, and they're being flown to the crash site. There's chapels set up so that they can view the area. And I suppose there's something to that to make them feel perhaps a sense of closure, although I don't know how you would feel that. And by the way, the parent company is Lufthansa German Wings is the actual name of the plane, you know, of the fleet. But Lufthansa is the parent company. So awful. I mean, just awful. Heinous. Tomas, hello, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Kate?
Excellent. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, we don't know if this guy had, you know, converted to some certain religion of peace. Well, he may have just been nuts, you know. It seems to me that if he wanted to crash the plane, he would have done it right away. Just straight down, you know. He apparently put the plane on some sort of glide path, right?
He did. It was a glide path. Took like 8 minutes. I mean, but he really careened down, and of course, at the end, it was boom. But yeah.
Yeah, so that seems, you know, kind of strange. I mean, if you want to take the plane down, you know, you take the plane down. I don't know, maybe he was sick. He hit the wrong one, and when he was starting to pass out or something, he hit the the wrong glide button that they got there. I'm not a pilot. Maybe, yeah, I know you got contacts. You know,
I've talked to them. There's no, the theory is, Tomas, really, that it was suicide because of going down the way he did. Didn't say anything, that's what it was. But you're right. They're going through his computer, all his stuff, to see if there's any kind of a suicide note or anything like that to give him a better sense of, was it really suicide or was it something else?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could speculate, well, maybe he just took a bunch of pills, went to sleep, and then didn't want to see the
crash
or feel anything. But if it was a terrorist attack, you know, we have to understand that people are taught, to go to total war, you know. And nowadays, you see ISIS, you see these extremist groups, and they teach their people total war. And, you know, it's not something out of the ordinary. I mean, World War II was total war, but a lot of people don't talk about it, don't remember it, but we would annihilate entire cities of civilians, Germans and Japanese, you know. That's the way it was. And they were bombing the English, and they were trying to destroy all of London. They were trying to create civilian casualties. And that was total war. That was the mindset then. And back then, we were a very moral country, you know, 1940s and everything. But when you get into that mindset of total war, you don't care. You want to just destroy everything and create the price, you know, that the other people are going to think, you know what? This is not worth it. We're going to give up because, you know, we're losing our future here. Maybe something will turn around in the future. You know, for example, in World War II, I think it was the Prince of Denmark, or whatever. He was given an ultimatum. You know, the Germans sent about 500 bombers, and they bombed downtown Copenhagen, and they said, you know, you're a little country. We can do this for a whole week, and there'll be nothing left, or you can surrender to us. You know, and they surrendered.
Right.
But it's the price that you want to pay. And, you know, for terrorists, they don't care.
They don't care. Life doesn't matter. You said it.
And then we have to be able to figure out a way to combat that mindset. And if we don't talk about it.
I agree.
If we don't talk about it, you know, we don't put this, like what I'm saying now, if that's not put out there, then... No, the young people nowadays, they can't figure out what's going on.
Right, anyway. I agree with you. I agree with you. Tomas, as always, a great call. You made some excellent points. We're 100% on the same page, my friend. I absolutely agree. We got to talk about it. And he's right. How do you combat that? I've said that before so many times. How do you fight somebody who doesn't care, who's willing to just blow themselves up and blow you up along with them? Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can you think of any pro or amateur sports where you have the men and the women competing against each other? That might all be changing thanks to one pro golfer. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's next on Sports Shorts.
Hi, this is Stacey Lewis, defending champion of the LPGA North Texas Shootout. Come out to see the best women golfers in the world compete at Las Colinas Country Club in Irving, Texas, April 29th through May 3rd. Thanks to our partnership with Kroger, we are offering discounted tickets. Be sure to purchase yours today at checkout. Children 18 years and younger get in free with a ticketed adult. For more information, visit ntshootout.com. That's ntshootout.com.
High fives to LPGA golfer Stacey Lewis for taking a giant leap in what she's calling gender-blind respect among golfers. Lewis is hosting a junior event in Arkansas this summer where the boys and girls will play with each other and against each other. Here's how it works. There'll be mixed pairings and a boys and girls champ, plus an overall team winner, boys against the girls. It all boils down to the score. Imagine that. Which is determined by adding the top 8 scores from each gender division. Who knows? Maybe this idea will spread to the pros. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts. All right, speaking of sports, a lot of you keep asking me about brackets. Then others say, you want to hit me over the head with the brackets. We have not talked that much sports. We talk a tiny bit of sports on this show. And then the people who want more complain, and the people who don't want too much sports give us abuse. You can never please everyone. All right, so here's the thing. I know 100 million people have brackets. Some of you in Sarasota, a ton of you in Florida have sent me messages. All right, so anyway, how about this? Notre Dame beat Wichita State 81-70. Wisconsin beats North Carolina. I was watching that game. 79-72. I like the Badgers. I thought that was going to happen. The Kentucky Wildcats had an easy time of it against West Virginia. Not a surprise. 78-39. And how about Arizona? Arizona gets rid of Xavier 68-60. So there you go. And there'll be more hoop tomorrow as the Sweet 16 continues. Then it's called the Elite Eight. You get down to the Elite Eight, and then you move on from there. Let's go to David, who's in Panama City, Florida. I like Panama City. Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, I just called in and I heard somebody talking about suicide.
Yes, about the pilot for that flight that crashed in the Alps. They believe, they're saying the theory is, they don't know for sure, that it could be suicide the way the plane was brought down and the pilot was left out. The captain was not able to get back into the cockpit, and they have clearly people screaming and all that stuff.
Okay, you know what suicide really is? It's taking of your own life, not others.
Mm.
Trust me.
Absolutely.
I have been a master of trying to take my own life.
Mm.
And I cannot do it. I have called law enforcement, mental health associations, and such. And trust me, the thought goes over my head. You know what? Everyone listening to me right now, you know what? Suicide is not a fun thing. It's a decision you make.
Yeah, David, I mean, are there people that you, it sounds like you reach out to people. Are there people or groups or someplace that you can get help, that you can feel better?
No, because they do not care.
Mm.
They don't care. They do not care. I've called, you know, numerous associations.
Mm.
And everything. They don't care, and I'm trying to reach out to somebody. You know that. You know what? I took a box cutter to my arms years ago, and sliced down my arms. I have scars. Every day, I'll call Free Talk Live on Saturdays and stuff. And these two guys are awesome. Sometimes I agree, sometimes I don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing about free talk.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize what suicide really is, what depression really is.
You know, David, as I'm going to tell you, as somebody who has a couple of family members very close to me that have dealt with serious problems with mental illness, I totally feel you. I do, because I know what they go through. On all kinds of medications, taking 3 Klonopin a day and other things.
I'm not on any medication.
Would medication help?
No, it doesn't.
Mm.
These doctors want to medicate you, to thank you, to pull you away from the issues. My medication is beer, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm not going to lie to you. My medication is beer, is alcohol. Because medications they give to you just pull you away from the reality. At least with beer, with alcohol, you know, you can wake up the next day.
Yeah.
With these medications they tried, Zoloft, you know, Xanax and everything, all the, you know, there's no real treatment in this country. No treatment. And I hope somebody... You know what? Forget what I've gone through. Maybe there's somebody out there that will really feel what I've gone through. And I will tell them, you know what? You get yourself some help. You get yourself some help and everything, some justification for the crap you've went through.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe just hearing from me, everything made me, my voice because I am lost. I am lost.
And David, I would say the same.
I don't know if I'll ever get better.
But I would say the same thing to you, was to reach out and try to find that right outlet of, I agree that there are a lot of places where you would run into a wall and people don't seemingly care. But I also know people that have gotten help, and that's what you're telling other people to do. And I think you try to reach out, you try to find a circle, you try to find somebody that can understand, that can relate.
Yeah, you know what the thing is? I'm a Christian. I'm Pentecostal.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, the only one that the Father is the only one that does understand. People, they don't care.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I hope that you're right. I hope that people that are listening, that maybe, you know, we've seen this a bunch lately, where people have talked about. Where they've been in positions where they talked about they almost took their own life, and then something turned for them because they found something they could hang on to that made them feel good, that made them feel better.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm in that state right now. I'm in that state right now. And no, I'm not suicidal. I would love to be. And I have tried and tried and tried again. Because people don't understand suicidal tendencies. And the only thing I have in my drums is percussion. The ability to teach drums, percussion, music.
Mm.
And I can just, you know, and I hope that maybe somebody here in the area that I live is listening and can call back and say, you know what, David touched me. David touched me, and, you know, no, I don't want to take my own life. But you know what, there's been days and everything that I have wanted to take my own life. And I have cut my wrists. I've slit my wrists before and everything. I have beaten the crap out of my own face to where my face is so bruised. And everything. I did it in front of my wife. My wife and I have been married for 25 years.
Mm.
So she knows, and she married a loser. She married a loser 25 years ago. And even now, she put a divorce in my face. So now, what is that leaving you with?
Well, after all that time of, like, as you say, you're not a loser, but all that time of hanging in there for that to happen now. And David, I understand what you're saying, but I would implore you to keep reaching out to try to find, as I said before, somebody. It sounds like you do have, there are things that have happened around you to reach out for those people. And you mentioned religion, and you mentioned that you had something that kept you going, and you focus on that. From what I've seen, and as I mentioned, there have been people close to me where we've gone through this, and it's very, very tough as the people around you, surrounding you, it's tough for them, it's tough on them, because they don't want to see that happen. They don't want to lose you, believe it or not, even if it doesn't seem that way to you. And I know that people sometimes, in an effort to get help, will go through a lot of different doctors, and then finally they find that right doctor that relates, that understands, that makes them feel, that has a step-by-step process that pulls that darkness away from you. And boy, we're seeing such an epidemic with suicide, with people feeling so distraught that they don't see any other way out. And we've seen this now also mentioned many times recently by somebody who won an Academy Award saying, you know, I almost killed myself. Hang in there. If you're strange or different or whatever, don't do it. Don't go down that path. So we feel you, David. Keep reaching. Stay with us.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Stadtmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Tonight, I think it's good to have the Great Escape, and the Great Escape, for me and for so many people, can be going to the movies. But I will tell you this, I wouldn't spend money at the movies if I knew going in, wow, I mean, you know, you're going to spend $20 by the time it's all said and done for a movie that there's just, like, no way you can sit through this entire movie. And sometimes there's some really bad movies that are out there. I mean, a lot of times we'll see that it is kind of like a box of Cracker Jacks. You got to dig around to find the good ones. And I really believe it's better to wait because ultimately you can get that movie cheaper in the comfort of your own home, unless it's better on the big screen. And sometimes there's a movie that just really begs to be seen on the big screen. And then it's, if it's a movie you really want to see, you wait, you wait, you wait, and it kind of builds that drama and excitement anyway. So, you know, let's face it. The first movie that we're looking at this time around is a movie called Home.
The universe is a pretty big place. The funny thing is, each of us who live here occupy our own little world. Take the case of Tip, an ordinary girl with a mom who loves her and a cat named Pig. Now, she never imagined that a million miles away was a lonely fellow named O.
Hello!
A low-ranking member of a nomadic race called the Boob.
Give Daddy some sugar!
Looking for a safe place to call home.
What plant grows these delicious fruits?
Chances are, these two would never meet. But the universe is nothing if not unpredictable.
If you do not let me go,
then I will shoot forth the lasers from my eyeballs.
You can do that?
Yes.
From DreamWorks Animation.
What did you do to my car?
It should hover much better now. I am prepared to accept one of your traditional gestures of human gratitude.
Our tradition is to punch you in the nose. Hold still.
Your gratitude is implied.
The creators of The Croods.
Your vehicle is infested.
He's my pet.
Now he is vibrating.
Is he going to explode?
And How to Train Your Dragon.
What is your name?
My friends call me Tip.
I am O.
O?
I have been given this name by my many, many friends. Good morning. Hi, guys. Hello.
They're uncatchable.
Why are they after you?
I have made a few mistakes. Oops. Arrest that move!
They're unpredictable.
What is happening to my body?
It's called dancing.
Oh, no! My hands are in the air like I just do not care!
And their journey around the world.
My turn for driving. Keys, please.
You are a terrible driver!
Will be unforgettable.
Look! I have found our car.
Now it's all out in June!
Are you trying to drive me crazy?
All right, so it's a 3D animated buddy film. Did you recognize any of the voices? Jennifer Lopez, Rihanna, and also Matt Jones. They are your buddies. PG, it's rated at $132 million to make that movie. It's expensive, the whole animation thing. They should make it up. It's definitely a kids movie, but I think it'll find its audience. So we move from that to the comedy of two buddies and a lot of innuendo. Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell star in this. It's called Get Hard.
This is Mr. King's car. Man owns the building. At least we can get his car right.
Oh, I have almost no cash. Just $9,000.
That's keys.
Just so you know, I would have done the same thing if you were white.
That's good to know. Money, 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 money.
I'm rolling in the money, 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 money. Buenos dias, Cecilio.
The water's hot. You want that piece of speedo? Damn it! Get the roof!
James King.
Yes?
You're under arrest for fraud and embezzlement.
I have faith that the justice system will exonerate me. I sentence you to 10 years in a maximum security prison.
Did he say 10 years?
My life is ruined. Because after 30 days, I'm going to prison.
It's not as bad as I've heard, is it?
Hell yeah, man.
Teach me how to survive in prison the way you did.
Tell me how you know I went to prison.
Give me your low economic status.
Wait, what?
The perceived lack of college education.
Lack of, okay.
Statistically, you definitely went to prison.
I'll see you tomorrow, convict.
Hello?
You ready, white boy? Pepper spray. Prison school is in session.
I'm learning so much. This is exactly what I need.
What reason did you give him to assume that you went to jail?
I was being black.
You're not exactly a thug, Darnell.
All I gotta do is talk a little deeper.
I'm gonna say goodnight.
Don't walk away from me.
What the hell did you
just say
to me?
What is that? Stop! What is that? My prison readiness program. You master these skills, you will survive in prison. You see what your mad dog face look like.
What is a mad dog?
Your mad dog. What are you doing, James?
Sad dog in you. I think that's a strategy that could work. Please don't sexually assault me. I'm already too sad.
I go hard. Will he survive? Never defeat.
This ain't no longer your house, man. I'm a killer. We are staying Quentin, man. You're in the wrong part of the yard, white boy. What you want to say?
I'm very confused.
Then go back where you belong.
I don't know where I belong.
I know where you belong. You belong with me.
I don't want that.
We do this, we do it hard. I can get hard. As your incarceration expert, this is my job to prepare you.
We are about to simulate a prison riot.
That was
it's his, right?
Actually, I feel fine.
Ow!
What? You gotta roll, Mayo.
Who's Mayo?
It's my gang name. It's short for mayonnaise.
I already mentioned Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart. It's a Coen Brothers deal. Ethan Coen put this together. Craig T. Nelson also is in the movie. Rated R. Rated R. All right, we move on to our next movie. Quickly, this is the last one, and it's called The Gunman.
I did some bad things.
Tough.
We thought we were helping. Didn't work out that way.
You are to this man a traitor, Jim.
It's the biggest mistake I ever made.
The unclaimed assassination has triggered violent confrontations and a growing humanitarian catastrophe.
Jim, why are you here?
Someone tried to kill me 3 days ago.
The company for their clearinghouse.
You have to expose him. Someone shot you though.
You worried too much, Jim. The past is the past, my friend.
I miss Jim. It never happened. Is that clear?
That's the way you want to play it, Felix?
With me? We understand you have some information. You want to tell us where it is?
I have names, dates. I recorded virtually everything. I'm going to throw it out where the world can see it.
Perspective. You're the last real threat on the table.
Then we've got nothing left to talk about.
He set me up. They're gonna try to kill all of us.
All right, so that movie, obviously, looking forward in it, I'll tell you what, this is a movie that would probably be a great rental. A great rental. In fact, probably all three of the movies that we just went through. Wait until they're streaming. How's that? Thanks for listening to this Hour of America tonight.
One doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.